U.S. authorities jumped into action shortly after this morning's bombings in London, but they said there was no intelligence indicating that similar attacks might be planned for the United States. Localities tightened security at subways, buses, and trains around the country, and that was before the national alert level for mass transit systems was raised. NPR's Pam Fester reports.
It didn't take long before additional bomb-sniffing dogs and police officers, some armed with machine guns, could be seen patrolling transit systems around the country. In Washington, D.C., police cars were parked outside metro stations, and officers wore bright orange visibility vests in a show of force. Special public announcements were piped out over train intercoms, asking passengers to be on the lookout for suspicious packages.
Those sitting unattended. Was suspicious items left at stations or trains, contact Metro Flow immediately.
Metro Transit Police Sergeant Pete Sepulveda said officers were also sweeping stations for anything out of the ordinary.
Unattended packages, stuff that's in a trash can that doesn't, you wouldn't, you know, think it should be in a trash can, thing like that. Making sure all doors are secured and locked.
Similar steps were being taken at transit systems in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, L.A., and elsewhere. In New York City, security was tightened not only on buses, trains, and subways, but throughout the city. Mayor Michael Bloomberg said police were guarding the British consulate and other critical buildings. Security at bridges, tunnels, and waterways was also heightened.
NYPD helicopters are patrolling the harbor. Sea marshals are riding our boats accompanied by bomb-sniffing canines. All Staten Island ferries are being escorted by NYPD and Coast Guard patrol boats.
In the nation's capital, federal authorities began monitoring events as soon as news of the London attacks broke. Homeland Security officials contacted state and local authorities early in the morning to coordinate their response. And shortly before noon, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff announced that he was raising the color-coded alert level from yellow or elevated to orange or high alert. But the change only applies to mass transit systems, and he said the step was taken as a precaution.
Currently, the United States has no specific credible information suggesting an imminent attack here in the United States. However, we know the tactics and methods of terrorists, as demonstrated by the horrific rail bombings last year in Madrid. The intent of Al-Qaeda and its affiliated organizations to attack in Europe and in the United States has been well documented and continues to be reflected in intelligence reporting.
Chertoff said authorities are concerned about the possibility of a copycat attack, but that he believes U.S. mass transit is safe.
We are not suggesting that people avoid public transportation systems. Rather, we are asking that they use those systems, but with an increased awareness of their surroundings.
For the most part, passengers around the United States appeared to be taking the extra security in stride. Accountant Brett Hines, riding the Boston subway to work this morning, said the London attacks were frightening, but that he had no intention of changing plans.
Yeah, it's not going to stress me out. I mean, my chances of dying in a car crash are far better than me being blown up on a train. So, you know, there's always that fear that's going to be out there. It affects you when you hear about it, but you can't really worry about it too much.
And in Chicago, Waddy White and his son Simon prepared to board a CTA commuter train even after hearing the news.
I'm a little leery, not too much, not enough that it would make me not ride the train.
Simon.
Although it's almost surprising that it's taken this long for something like this to happen. It seems like the trains are so vulnerable.
Authorities say they don't know how long the extra security measures will stay in place. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Our coverage of today's London bombings continues online. For photos, reactions, and a timeline of Al-Qaeda attacks against Western targets, you can go to npr.org.